Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, this is live from Studio J. That was Wakey by Summer Like the Season. Before that, we heard Strange Heart with City Limits, both of those bands playing at the Ferndale Spring Fever this weekend. All right, I wanted to go into, let's see, what do I want to do? 601, half dozen the other. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play a Glass House from Scarlet Lies, one of my favorite bands. Hopefully we'll be getting them in soon to do a live set for us as well at 5 o'clock, but we'll keep you posted on that when it comes time. After that, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from the WHFR Indie Rock compilation, Motor City Gems. All of the bands that I'll be playing shortly have been nominated for a Detroit Music Award, and the ceremony is actually tomorrow. That's when we find out the winners. But these bands are collectively nominated for an award, but our own compilation. Yes, Motor City Gems has been nominated for a Detroit Music Award under the Best Compilation Anthology Reissue category. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. A few of us are going to be down there at the Fillmore to celebrate. Hey, even if we don't win, it's still an honor to be nominated. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, let's do this. Let's hear some Glass House, the name of the track from Scarlet Lies, and then we're going to hear some Mugs and some Blue Flowers. How does that sound? We're running a little bit late, but coming up, Marie Claire and Jaded Scar music.
Mission.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And it's that time. It's in the 5 o'clock hour, so you know what happens, a live performance. And in the studio right now, we have Marie Claire with Jaded Scar, her project.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing good. You made it.
Excellent. Yes, I did.
All right. Well, why don't we get started then? What do you have for us to get started with?
Well, I actually wrote this song about my fiancé, one of our cats. So I thought instead of my really kind of more dark, jaded musical songs, this is more of a lighthearted one inspired by the Grateful Dead. It's called Lovely White Cat.
Okay. Well, right. Hopefully you haven't mellowed out too much now.
No, I haven't. The rest are more like my style, so you'll see. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Listening to WHFR.FM. I'm having problems with my button here on this board.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Ah, we need to get it replaced. That's one of the reasons why we did our fundraiser last week, our radiothon, because these things actually have to be replaced eventually. This board that I'm looking at right now, we've had it a very long time. And considering how much use it gets, I mean, just from me alone in my show, well, it is what it is.
It's an antique. It'll be worth something.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm sure somebody will want it. All right. So great to have you back.
Thank you. Yep. It's been, I think the last time I was here was June 29th of 2017.
I was going to say about a couple years ago, yeah.
It's been a couple years. It's good to be back. So, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I love this.
So life has changed a bit, as you just said a few minutes ago. You're engaged now?
Yep, I'm actually getting married in 2020.
2020.
Yeah.
Wow. So that should be easy to remember. Your husband has no excuse.
Exactly. For anniversaries, we will know. Yeah. And so I'm excited. Yep, I've got my little ring right here. I'm playing, wearing it while I play.
Okay.
And yeah, I've still been performing. I play a lot at a cafe in Lake Orion called A Bean to Go, and a little bit at the Dovetail. So those are like two of my regular places. So I've been playing a lot more of like the cafes on acoustic pianos and such. And today I have my electric keyboard that I always play on at home. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of the cafes, and I really enjoy it.
It's like a good fit, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The type of people that go there and what they want to listen to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not too far away from us. Aren't you originally like the Flint area? Or?
I'm actually over in Waterford, Clarkston area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
that's not too far away from where you're playing now.
Not too far away. Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been working on new music then? And
a little bit, yeah. Today I have some new songs that I'm playing that will possibly go on my next album. My other album that's out is available on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, pretty much everywhere you can listen to it. And it's called Marie Claire Jaded Scar.
Mm-hmm.
So that has some songs. I think I played a lot of those last time that I was on the show. So this time I'm playing some newer ones.
That works.
For everybody, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, why don't we do another one? What do you have now?
This is called Only, and it's a love song, and it's more of my dark kind of style, like I was saying, but
okay.
Here it is. It's called Only.
Live live from Studio J, Marie Claire and Jaded Scar.
Hey, hello.
Hey. If you're just tuning in, this is a live performance, if you haven't figured it out yet. It's what we do every week from 5 to 6 here on this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how is this going to affect the songwriting in the future, now that you're hopefully going to be happy, I guess?
I know, right? Because, now I'm writing like Lovely White Cat in the Sun.
Yeah, I'm beginning to worry. I kind of like the older stuff because it was dark, you know?
Well, no, I'll continue to write songs like that. So I just, you know, I'll have to practice to have a different kind of a motivation towards writing them. Because a lot of the songs I wrote were from, like, heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, this next song is kind of a dark one, but I was completely single at the time and just moved into my house. So I have no excuse for writing it.
Okay.
Right? No, it's called Lost Me, and it's an original, and it's really pretty. So, and kind of dark. So let me play that. Let me know if you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. Lost Me with Marie Claire and Jaded Scar.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Now that's dark. Yeah. Really?
I like the way you said that. That's dark. That's dark. No. So, yeah, and believe it or not, I wrote that in the summertime when I moved into my house, so a couple years ago.
So even though
it just came to me.
You're starting a new life, it's summertime, but you're still feeling like that, huh? Well, that's cool.
Well, maybe that one wasn't channeled from just emotions, but it's a pretty song. So it just a lot of these are just inspired, like all of a sudden, you know, they come out, and I guess I can get my inspiration from some other musicians like Tori Amos. It's pretty obvious. You can hear some of that. And
so she's one of your heroes?
She is, yeah. Yep, Tori Amos. I've seen her a few times in concert, so I love her. And she's still playing, you know, she's in her, late 50s, still performs.
Oh, she's still got a long ways to go then.
Oh, she does, yeah. So she's an inspiration.
That's the beautiful part about music. As long as you're, physically able and you don't have too bad of dementia, then you can still keep going.
Even if you have dementia or something, I mean, look at Ozzy. I don't know if he
you
knows
made
where
a
he
very
is.
Good point.
But
you made a very
but
good point.
He's amazing.
If
right?
he can do it, then anybody can.
Exactly.
I've been reading more and more articles about that. They said that's the one thing that people with dementia cannot forget is music.
Yes, yeah, and it actually heals them.
Isn't that
it brings
amazing?
Back memories. It is fabulous, yeah.
So I'm a firm believer that was one of our Lord and Maker's plans for us to have music and to share it. And it's one of the things that I definitely feel in my heart that connects everybody together. Most things in life separate people, whether it be viewpoints on politics or religion or any of that stuff. But music, no. That doesn't happen, does it?
Nope, it brings everybody together.
So
all different views, and everybody has a great time listening to it, no matter what. So it's like the unified field in physics. I think, you know, Einstein lost it. He was searching for the unified field, and then, hey, music is it. That's the metaphor I'm using.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's great.
So it's been a long time, and of course, you know, it's a safe bet that the people listening right now might not have been around for your first time here. So why don't we go over a couple of things, when did you start playing music? What got you going there?
I started when I was around 8 years old. There was a piano for sale in the neighborhood. Well, actually, I think it was for free. And my dad got a couple of his buddies, and they brought it over, this big player piano.
Oh,
and
I started it was heavy then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I started playing on it, and I never looked back. I think Heart and Soul, I know the cliche, but that was the first song I ever learned.
Hmm. Okay.
And I learned it by ear. So, yeah, there was, that's when I started playing.
So you didn't start in a training situation like school or anything like that, though.
No, I quickly went into some training and then got kind of classically trained. Actually, a local musician teacher around the area who also studied, he studied science as well, but Henry Feinberg, I think he taught, you know, the history of rock and pop music also at OCC. I don't know if he's still teaching that, but he was my music teacher when I was younger.
Okay.
In Huntington Woods area, not too far from here.
No, not at all.
And he was an amazing teacher, so he was very inspirational. So I would play my classical songs, and then he would write out manuscript or, you know, pick a popular song, and, you know, he'd teach it to me. So it was, you know, very enthusiastic about music, loved music. So I've kept playing ever since.
Well, hats off to him. Okay.
Yep.
All right, why don't we do another one?
Sure, this one's called Love Song, and this is another original. And I know it says Love Song, but it's still dark and passionate, so. Your passions hide. see the beauty inside you. I'm looking for an ocean to ride. Oh, call on me, I'll let you inside. Oh, maybe I'm left or dying. Maybe I'm lonesome sighing. Maybe I'm wrong saying you should stay.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Miss Marie Claire and Jaded Scar.
Yes, hello. Hello again.
So where did the name come from? What's inspired that?
Well, and that's really like the name of my first album, but it's also kind of, you know, my name in case I get another band again. I used to have a backing band, so it was like, I said, well, Jaded Scars, like the name that I made, and it was the name of my first album, and it was inspired actually in high school. For some reason, I said the first album I have, I'm going to call Jaded Scar.
The two words just popped into your head?
They did, yeah.
Really?
So. And I thought that would be perfect. So, and I guess it's like it's music from my heart. I had heart surgery at birth.
Really?
So, yes, you know, I had heart surgery at birth. So I said, well, that goes perfect because I have a scar, you know, on my heart. And my music comes from my heart, so we'll call it Jaded Scar.
Wow. Well, we're glad you made it.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So I'm still curious how you're going to get this inspiration to keep things dark, you know? Maybe you're going to have to purposely pick fights with your fiancé?
No, that's very toxic. I would never do that. No. We could act, you know, we could maybe like act and get inspiration there, emotion from like acting or, you know, just, getting in the head of makeup characters, stuff like that. That would be a better way.
It just wouldn't be the same, I don't think. I don't know.
Hey, Scott, do not try to get me to pick fights.
No, I just like to stir the stick once in a while.
It makes things exciting. Yeah,
that's right. Just keep it fun. No, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. As long as you can keep on making good music, wherever it comes from, that's fine.
Exactly. That's all that matters. And a couple of stuff like this next one is, this will be the first time I play this one kind of live. Mm-hmm. So I hope I play it okay, but I made a song. It's called Pyro Maiden.
So it's kind of a world premiere, if you will, on WHFR.
Yeah, and this is kind of a fun one, too. So, again, it's not really dark. It's kind of like an epic, has epic lyrics to it, you know. Mm-hmm. Light up the sky like a pyro maiden. Hmm. So it's pretty fun. And it was funny because I remember I was practicing this song at home at night, and my fiance was outside in the neighbor, and they both said they saw, like, while I was playing it, you know, they said, "Oh my gosh, Marie, did you see that? There was a flash of light in the sky." Hmm. Like some sort of meteor shower or a comet, I don't know.
Was this after dark?
It was funny. Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was like a few months ago, I want to say.
Hmm.
And it was like, whoa, well, that's kind of cool. I'm playing this song that's about light and fire in the sky, and
I'm going to have to be careful around you. I'll keep my distance. Hmm.
I promise there's no sort of, like, witchcraft in the music. There's
okay.
No, not a wizard. Maybe a music wizard. No, so.
Okay. All right. So, Pyro Maiden. From Studio J with Marie Claire.
Hello. I hope that one was exciting.
Yeah.
I imagine it too with a band playing. I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
So having some drums and guitar, bass in there.
So I wanted to ask you that. I was thinking of that right before the song was over, so you're reading my mind. All right, if you did have the clout of like Tori Amos or Elton John, and you could build your group, who would you pick to back you up?
Oh, wow.
Your like dream team.
Like, well, I mean, it would be like Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters would be on something. That guy plays everything, and he sings. So, I mean, he's amazing on drums. I mean, he was the drummer in Tenacious D when they did Pick of Destiny, and I think there's going to be another Tenacious D movie out pretty soon. I hope he does the soundtrack on that. Mm-hmm. So I would pick him. Who else? I mean, there's... although it would have to be a battle between him and, like, is it Danny Carey from Tool on drums? That would be awesome.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I could, you know.
Yeah, you'd have to get a little more progressive there.
I think I would have to, yeah, yeah. Then I would say, let me see, who else I would want on my dream team. See, I haven't thought about this much until you mentioned it.
See, you got to start thinking about it.
I know. How about on really think about it.
How about on bass? What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I guess it would be, like, probably the bass player for Clutch.
Really?
He's awesome, yeah.
Interesting
he's really,
choice.
Really good on bass.
Okay.
So that would be who I would pick. And usually I'm, like, the lead with my keys, so I haven't thought about, like, a guitarist.
Yeah, but usually Elton John at his peak, he usually had a guitarist almost always. So.
He did, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I just missed him at Little Caesars Arena this last fall.
Okay.
But that was, like, one of his, I think, last performances.
Yeah, I actually...
amazing, I heard, yeah.
I was in England last year, and they had, you know, those posters, like in the... Well, they don't call them subways, but, you know, the underground, you know, transit system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have the fancy ones, and there were advertisements for him playing the O2 Arena, and there are dates as late as the end of 21.
Wow.
I mean, those are already planned and happening. So he's doing his final tour, but it's going to take him almost the rest of his life to do it.
So it's like Cher's farewell tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's going to take a while to end.
It'll be over when I say it's over.
Exactly. I mean, the greats play till the end. You know, you see Rolling Stones are still up there rocking out, you know, and Robert Plant.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him not too long ago. So
you see yourself doing the same then?
Well, I'm not at their level.
Well, but still.
But for sure, yeah. I'm going to be playing the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what life is about. It's like love and music.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm part of that.
Good. Okay. We'll look forward to it. I won't be around for the whole ride, but I'll try to hang on as long as I can.
Well, I'll be here with you. Coming on and playing for you guys.
Sounds great. So what is the best place to get started to look for your music right now? Would it be your Facebook site, or do you actually have a official website?
Well, I don't have, like, a personal official website other than the Facebook website that's up, Marie Claire Jaded Scar Music.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find my music on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. So YouTube also has the live performances.
Okay.
So that's the best, I would say, go to YouTube because you'll get, you know, everything for free. Mm-hmm. And but if you have a Spotify account, iTunes, I use iTunes, you can find me on there as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as those events, we just go to your Facebook site to get a latest update on when you're playing next?
Yep. You can find the latest events. The next one I'm playing is the local Scream Radio in Flint.
Okay.
So the localscream.com, you can find it. And they're also another radio show. They are all online, though.
Oh,
everything's online, yep. So they don't broadcast over the airwaves. Other than just online, you can listen.
Okay.
So, yep. I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do another one.
Okay. Let me see. Here's, I'm going to play a little bit of Songbird.
Live in Studio J with Marie Claire, Jaded Scar. All right. Okay. Well, time is flying here. It's already getting towards 6 o'clock.
It is. I can play another one for you if you guys would like.
Oh, definitely. In fact, hopefully maybe two or three more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can squeeze that in between now and 6. What do you think?
That sounds great.
Okay. So that one we just heard, that's a newer one?
That one's not an original. That's a cover by Fleetwood Mac. So I have a few covers. I don't know if that's hopefully allowed.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I thought I'd throw a few covers that I enjoy playing because I like a mix of my originals and my covers.
Sure. So you're a fan of Fleetwood Mac as well.
Right? I am, yeah.
Which album is that off of?
That one, I believe, is Rumors.
Really?
And it's on Rumors, and it's
kudos to you. You pick a song that I didn't recognize, and I know that album pretty well, but it's been a few years since I listened to it, but still, you know.
Yeah.
It's not something you've heard on the radio very much.
Not really,
if at all.
Christine McVie. And I love her voice, and and she plays that one on piano and sings it, and I was like, I've gotta learn that one already. I love that song. So I play that a lot for obviously my fiance. That's Rick. That one's for you.
Yeah, it's the happy stuff. Okay,
it's the happy stuff. Hey, you're happy too. So that's good.
Yes, I am. But that's But I'm not worried about my music though. Okay, so what do you have now then?
Now I'm gonna play a song. We'll play. I love this version of Nothing Else Matters. So I'm gonna play this one.
Ah, interesting.
Matters. Just as seeking, I find in you.
So close, no matter how far. Couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trusting.
Interesting. I wonder what Hetfield and the boys would have to say about this one.
It's faster. I know that. I struggle to play it at their tempo, so I always will end up like getting excited and playing a little fast. So I play it faster, but
that's okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was so surprised. Actually, the other drummer that I had that played with me for a while, he recommended that song. He said, let's try playing that one. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll try a little bit of Metallica. All right. And I love that cover song. I love playing it.
Yeah.
So
sometimes the most interesting things come from the most unexpected sources.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess we're almost out of time.
Okay.
I want to thank you again for coming down, Marie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we can see a new release. I don't know. Do you think you'd be able to get it out before the big day next year? Or?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, we're saving up for our wedding and everything.
Yeah.
So, but yep. Possibly, you know, maybe another kind of more of an amateur recording will mm-hmm. come out. I was offered, I do know how to actually get a more professional bass, but it's, yeah, you got to save up a lot, but it's worth it though. For one song I might get out, I might have a single coming out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists do that.
Yeah. And the song I guess I'll make it a surprise. So, but it's one of the songs I played with, one of the originals I played today would be the single. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I'm excited for that.
All right. Well, we look forward to you coming back and playing it again then.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So what are you going to leave us with?
I guess I'll leave it with an original. We'll mm-hmm. play this song. Is also one I haven't released yet. It's called Let There Be Love.
All right. Once again, Marie Claire Jaded Scar. Thank you.
take a look at the home you have and breathe. There are some days you can
believe. College. This is WHFR Dearborn.